Well, good morning. This is Troy over at Sundance Books and Music, here to give you some information on all that's new and awesome in the world of music. First up, new music from Martha Wainwright called Goodnight City. Martha is the daughter of noted folk icon Loudon Wainwright III, and this record contains contributions from various Wainwrights and McGarrigles. All things being kept in the family, Rufus, her brother, is in here singing and chipping in with the songwriting, and also has Glenn Hansard on here helping out from the Swell Season, Beth Orton, and novelist Michael Ondaatje all contributing to the songwriting on this. So very diverse, and the musical styles contained herein also reflect that diversity, going anywhere from disco to folk to all-out rock. Really good record from Martha Wainwright called Goodnight City. Digging into the vaults, it's Bob Dylan with the real Albert Hall Concert 1966. This was the tour where Bob earned the scorn of the hardcore folkies who thought he was selling out by going electric, and it features members of the band on this. This is the first time that the Royal Albert Hall has been available in its entirety, in a legendary concert, in really good fidelity, really nice sound quality on this Bob Dylan, the real Royal Albert Hall from 1966. Also, if you are in the mood for some hips and hops, it's Hamilton, the smash Broadway musical, the music done rap style. It's the Hamilton mixtape featuring a who's who of celebrated hip-hop artists. If this is up your alley, come check out the Hamilton mixtapes. And then lastly, man, oh man, this is heavy-duty stuff. It's the Rolling Stones with Blue and Lonesome. Now, they're not saying this is their last album or anything like that, but for my money, if this was the last thing they ever did, it would be a good way to end things, because it brings things full circle for the Stones, who started out their career doing mostly blues and R&B covers, and that's what they're doing on this one, and they're doing real obscure stuff, not the old blues tunes that everybody knows. They have really dug deep and found out some really good chestnuts to put on this record called Blue and Lonesome. Great new music from the legendary Rolling Stones. Now, it is getting to be that special time of the year. Yes, indeed, the holidays are right upon us. And man, if you are looking for those stocking stuffers, this is the place to come. We have our world-famous Red Bin full of cheap goodies to stuff in those stockings. Really good music across all genres. You've heard me talk in the past, and we have some things in there that are going to be on sale just for a limited time. Great stuff like Lana Del Rey's first album, Rolling Stones' Jump Back. These are not going to stay at these prices forever. As soon as these stock has sold out, they're gone. We're talking prices like $6, $7, $8 for classic recordings from all decades of music. So if you're looking to get something nice for somebody that you like for a low price, you got to come on down. For all this great stuff and more, come on down and check out the store right on the corner of California and Sierra. For Sundance Books and Music, this has been Troy. Thank you for tuning in to The Blurb.